Today is the last day as Philadelphia City Solicitor for Sozi Tulante. For the past 2 years, Tulante served as the top lawyer for Mayor Jim Kenney's administration. Now he's stepping down to pursue a teaching career at the University of Pennsylvania's Law School. WHYY's Bobby Allen sat down with Tulante to reflect on his time at City Hall.
A solicitor to most people, I think, sounds like a British occupation from centuries ago, right? Can you just explain what exactly the job is and what your staff has been working on the past 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, people think I'm English or I wear a wig or something like that. But the most common misperception is that it's an elected or a political position. In other words, that if you make a decision, it's a political decision. A lot of my time has been to sort of talk about real hot button issues in the legal context. And as a lawyer to politicians, if we file a lawsuit, we got to make sure it has legal merit so that if a judge gets it, they recognize that, you know, this is something to be taken seriously.
Some of the cases you were involved with on behalf of the city of Philadelphia have been in the news quite a bit, like actions against Wells Fargo for predatory lending, going after the makers of prescription opioids, and the city successfully suing the Department of Justice to defend Philadelphia's sanctuary city status. Now, I say successful because a judge ruled in the city's favor, but it is on appeal.
First, yeah.
Can you talk about the sanctuary city case in particular and what issues it raised?
For the first time, there are these conditions that had really tried to make us adopt the federal government's view of immigration enforcement, even though, in our view, it actually makes us less safe and makes our immigrant community members go into the shadows. And that's something that we didn't want. And we had a hearing. What we wanted to really distill in the case is that here's what we do. And by the way, Your Honor, you don't have to listen to Sozi Tulante. We're going to have Richard Ross, who's born in Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia, 28-year veteran of the Philadelphia Police Department. And he recognized the value of the police department being able to reach out to the immigrant community. And he said, if we reverse that, in other words, we start asking for status, started reporting people to ICE, victims are not going to be able to come forward. Informants are not going to be able to come forward.
So you yourself, Sozi, have an immigrant story. Your family came to Philadelphia from what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo when you were 8, and your dad was held there as a political prisoner. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, my dad was a political prisoner in the Congo, and we were able to get released, and we sought asylum in various countries. And the first country to let us in was the United States. My mother, my father, my two younger siblings, and my mom was 9 months pregnant. Came to Philadelphia in North Philly, and my dad drove a cab, and we were raised there in the hardscrabble streets of Hunting Park, 9th and Erie, where I grew up, which is pretty tough, but we managed to make it.
And that's interesting because you were the person who was litigating the sanctuary city case, right? As the city solicitor, you didn't have one of your assistants argue. You were actually part of oral arguments, which just made me think, given your migrant story, how, you know, your defense of the city's sanctuary city status might have played into your own personal story. Did it have any personal resonance for you?
It had some personal resonance, but I mean, the real reason I really wanted to be involved in the case is because I think I'm a good lawyer, and I know the immigration stuff too, because I was a federal prosecutor, and I know the interplay between federal immigration law and local law enforcement. So there's a personal resonance, but you know, even if I grew up in Lower Merion and went to Hamilton and, you know, was in the suburbs, I would still be doing that because it's so important for this city and it's important for us to set an example for other cities.
You know, another aspect, maybe an unsavory aspect of being the city solicitor is you're overseeing lawyers who are negotiating settlements with people who have legitimate claims against the city. So, for instance, typically every year the city spends about $10 million settling claims of police abuse and misconduct. That's a lot of taxpayer money. Why do you think this remains the case year after year after year?
Well, there are a couple things. I mean, in terms of the amount of money, it's relative, right? So one thing we've actually been able to see is that even after, you know, what happened with Michael Brown, which created Black Lives Movement and really put attention on the issue of unarmed African-Americans getting shot, our shootings have actually gone down. And, you know, we've had some liability. You're always going to have. I settled the largest police settlement in the history of Philadelphia, the Holland case, for about $4.4 million. But I think the nature of it is that there are people more conscious of it and there's more social media. And so it means that, you know, the cases that are brought are going to be cases that you have to fully evaluate.
What have you learned about Philadelphia?
I've learned that they can throw a heck of a Super Bowl parade very quickly. It's like a pop-up parade. DNC, NFL draft, Made in America, obviously the Super Bowl parade, just the nimbleness of the police department and emergency services to really get together very quickly and, you know, be able to host these events.
As a legal liability guy, that's basically what you are, a city solicitor, watching a big event like the Eagles parade, you know, watching it from City Hall and seeing people jump off, you know, poles and punch horses and whatever else. You've got to be like, oh, man, what is this going to mean?
Yeah, I mean, people don't like being around me because I look at things differently because I'm not just a lawyer. I'm the lawyer for the city, which means that you always look at potential liability. But I also then, you know, look at the hundreds of thousands of other people who just go by, mind their business and do things the right way, knowing that the social media is going to explode with the people who jump on top of the Ritz or do this type of stuff.
Well, Sozi Talanti, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
It's been my pleasure, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
WHYY's Bobby Allen speaking with Sozi Talanti, Philadelphia's outgoing city solicitor.